And he puts it on the tee. Two guys back deep for Northwood. Brady Weaver, one of their running backs, and Jaron Allen, one of their wide receivers. Glad you were with us on Friday. If you're on fall break, enjoy your trip. We'll see you when you get back. Here's the run-up, and we are underway in week 8. And it is a high kick, and it's returnable. And this is Allen from the 7. 10, 15, gets away from one man, and then gets stood up at the 24-yard line. And that's where he will go down. First down and 10, and the Northwood offense will begin from there.
We'll see how that Tiger defense does that first drive against Northwood. Kind of an offense similar to Concord's, a spread them out, shotgun type offense, and we'll see how Tiger defense can corral them.
Braylon Monroe is the quarterback. Jeff Esch, spelled E-A-S-H, is the main running back. Allen, along with Jacob Handrich, Ben Yoder, and Ryder Ransberger are their wideouts. And it's a quarterback sweep to the left, and it's Monroe to the 30, to the 35, and knocked out of bounds into the Northwood bench. And he'll go out at the 35-yard line. That is a gain of 11 yards on a first-down quarterback sweep for Northwood, and you see just how good of an athlete that young man is.
Yeah, he just took the ball and sprinted to the left, and there was some green turf available there.
First down and 10 Panthers, opening play of the game right there. Monroe has Esch to his left. That's Austin King, and he'll get the handoff, and he makes a man miss. He's to the 40, up the far sideline, 45, to the 50, and into Tiger territory, and he'll go down at the 42-yard line. That is a 22-yard gain on the play for the Panthers.
So two plays in, two big chunk plays for the Panthers.
Quickly, two first downs. Northwood back to work. Monroe from the Tiger 41 again going to sweep it to the left, to the 40, to the 35. Good, stood up and pushed out of bounds. And they will mark him out at the 34-yard line. So that's a 7-yard gain for the Panther quarterback. And again, they're going hyper,
yep.
Hurry up. We have seen them in previous games hurry to the line and then wait. They are not doing that tonight. We've got a Tiger that went down on a knee back down the field. And that is Fletcher Pohl. Pohl's, if you are a regular Tiger football listener, you know that he has had his share of injuries on that right shoulder. And it kind of feels like that's where he got dinged up on that play. By the way, let me back up. Let me give King 24 yards on that carry. Again, Scott Smith not with us. Remember, he had a death in the family last week. He's on fall break this week. Second down and 4 coming up for Northwood. And they will hand off to King, and he'll try the middle, and he's going to run into Ty Martin, but he's going to get a first down first. He'll get the 4 yards required. That's another first down for the Panthers.
Well, let's see if we can use the end zone here as they get closer as another defender. See if we can kind of push them back, hold them back here a little bit. But I'm having flashbacks to last week, although it's a different type of offense.
3 first down to the first minute of the game for Northwood. They hand off to the left. This is Weaver trying to sweep around the left side. He cuts back upfield at the 25-yard line. He'll be tackled at the 23-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for Weaver. And right now they are plowing over the Tigers on the offensive line and getting to the outside quickly. Again, they go without a huddle. Weaver takes the handoff, running left, runs into Martin, who will spin him down. No, check that. That is Baus on the tackle. Gain of 2 on the play. It's 3rd down and 2.
Well, you're right. They are in a hurry.
They are. They saw something in the Tigers they thought that they could take advantage of. They have 2 backs in the backfield, and now we have a flag down.
It'll be a false start.
Somebody on Northwood jumped offsides, so that's going to cost the Panthers 5 yards, and maybe that's what Warsaw needs to slow this Northwood team down a little bit. 10-10 left to play here in the opening quarter. Northwood took the ball through a 24-yard line, and in less than 2 minutes, they're inside the Tiger 30. Monroe now with 1 back on 3rd down and 6. Hands off up the middle. This is King, and he bounces away. He's going to get the first down, down to the 20-yard line. Stopped eventually by Sinclair. They had him stopped, and he got away, and King gets a first down. And we talked about tackling in the pregame show with Coach Curtis, and that's why we were talking about it.
And I was pumping my fist thinking that we had him stop short. But so far in this drive from Northwood, tackling and getting off blocks, to me, is what I can see so far.
Monroe standing back at the 25 with the ball at the 20. Ball to left hash mark. Sends a man in motion. Fakes the handoff. Now runs left to the 20. To the sideline. To the 15. Spins away from a man and gets the first down inside the 10-yard line. He'll go down at the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Panthers.
Nice run up there by Monroe off to the left-hand side. Nice spin move, too, to elude one of our tacklers. And now it's really time to bow up here and see if we can stop him to hold him to a field goal.
And some shifting by the Northwood offensive line. They fake the handoff, but Rogue's going to roll to his right. Now stop in the middle of the field. Nobody near him, so he's going to take off and run to the near sidelines, to the 10, to the 5. Ran into two Tigers at about the 2-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 1. He put his shoulder down and just tried to physically challenge them. The Tigers were up to the challenge. It's second down and goal.
And credit Parker Sweet for putting his hat in there and stopping him. If Parker chose, I'm not saying he would, but Parker chose to put his hat in there. Yes. If he hadn't, if that was a touchdown.
Yep. And I don't think Monroe thought that he was going to do that.
Right.
Oh, hold on. There's a penalty called here.
I didn't even see a flag.
There's one down at the 10-yard line.
Okay.
So they're going to move the ball back to the 17-yard line. So that's going to be a holding penalty and a 10-yard walk-off. And again, we'll see if that makes a difference. Monroe will hand off up the middle. King breaks a tackle, breaks another, spins around and gets thrown down at the 15-yard line. King with a gain of 3 yards on that carry.
And I know they're getting closer to that end zone, in the red zone, but it looks like our defense is starting to settle down just a little bit.
Well, if they don't, it's going to be 6-0 here pretty quick. They're going to go two wides to the near side, two to the far. Empty backfield with Braylon Monroe this time from the 15-yard line. Monroe takes a snap, quick throw near side. It bounces into Allen, and it'll be ruled incomplete on a forward pass. A third down coming with 8:22 left to play here in the opening quarter. And a scoreless game to this point. This is the opening drive so far.
Well, now it's time to just take a breath and settle down here. You'd have to think fourth and 15. You'd have to think that they would kick three.
Well, depends on what happens here. Monroe takes a snap, drops back, pressure, lost the ball. It's rolling around loose. It's fallen on by Monroe back at the 23-yard line. Grady Nelson got his hand in there and stripped the ball away. It's fourth down, and they will attempt a field goal.
Great effort there. Yeah, he just reached his paw in there, just knocked that ball out. See if we can get in there and block this field goal or maybe have a miss. That 3 points is a win. 0 points here would be a huge win for the Tiger defense.
So officially a loss of 5 on that play. And now here is the kicker, Paul Dosal, for what would be a 37-yard field goal try. Snap is low. The spot is down. The blocked. The kick is blocked. It's rolling backward toward the Tiger goal line. It's still loose. It's still loose. It's going to be recovered. It doesn't matter. It's going to be Tiger ball. And the Tigers have held. The Tigers blocked the kick. The snap was low. They blocked the kick. And Warsaw takes over at the 45-yard line.
What a turn of events, that drive. Northwood started off just red hot. Chunk play after chunk play after chunk play. They get down to the red zone, kind of stall out a little bit, a huge holding call against Northwood, and then a blocked field goal, and that's 0-0. If you'd told me 5 minutes it would be 0-0, I'm not sure I would have believed you, but here we are.
Yeah, I totally agree.
They were just moving the ball at will.
Yes, they were. But the Tigers rose up and blocked their own kick this week, and so from the 45-yard line, first down and 10, Warsaw. Quentin Brock with Michael Schenck in the backfield. They're going to pitch it back to Tucker Reed, trying to get around the corner. Turns upfield. He's the 50, breaks a tackle. 45 to the far side, to the 40, and he'll be knocked down at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of 16 yards and a first down carry for Tucker Reed. It's good to see him back at full speed.
Oh, yeah.
this is off to a start that would lead you to believe it. We could have a shootout tonight. 7:15 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw and Northwood are scoreless. Panthers had a great drive growing, and it stalled out, and the Tigers blocked the field goal. Schenck up the middle, ran into his own guy, and still pushing forward. He's still going. He's going to go down at about the 31-yard line. He'll gain 9 yards and a first down carry.
That was just a fullback up the middle. 9 yards on that carry. Great effort by Schenck. So he had defenders on him from about yard one.
Schenck on the season, 48 carries for 332 yards and 5 touchdowns. Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field is the left side of the formation as Warsaw heads north. Second down and a little more than a yard. Quentin Brock on the quarterback keeper, and he's got the first down. Give him a gain of 4 on the play. First down Tigers, their second of this opening drive.
That quarterback sneak was wide open.
Yes, it was. Well, I think Quentin was leaning a little bit, just trying to get the first down. I think next time they call that play, he's probably going to try to keep going a little farther.
I didn't know if it was just me that noticed that, but yeah, I think if he would have kept his feet.
I totally agree with you. First down and 10, Warsaw from the Northwood 27. Brock will keep it. He will pitch it back late. It's Harmon, or check that, it's Sweet on the carry. Is that right? Yes, Parker Sweet on the carry. Parker will get down to the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 5.
It'd be nice to see if we can keep the ball a little bit longer, keep that Northwood offense off the field a little longer.
Yes. Give us a chance to catch our breath.
Kidding.
Holy cow. Now the ball is on the near hash mark at the Tiger or at the Northwood 22. And it's Schenck on the handoff up the middle, and he plows forward across the 20-yard line. He's down to the 15-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards for the Tiger fullback, and another first down for Warsaw.
He almost busted that. He went right up the middle. There was one Northwood Panther defender left to tackle, and he made the tackle, but if he'd have broke that, that would have been a touchdown.
5:19 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw Northwood scoreless. Tigers have their first trip to the red zone tonight. Schenck up the middle. Gets through a man. Gets inside the 10-yard line. He's down to the 8-yard line. That is a gain of 7 yards on a first down carry for Michael Schenck. This season, when Warsaw makes it into the red zone, they've done that 21 times, and they have scored touchdowns 19 of 21.
That's good.
From the left hash mark at the 8. Reed starts in motion. Now reverses course. It goes back to the left halfback position. Quint Brock calls out the play with Schenck behind him. It's Schenck on the handoff. Up the middle. Working left and into the end zone for the touchdown. Michael Schenck ducked underneath a tackle and then rose up and gets into the end zone for an 8-yard touchdown run. And Warsaw has the lead 6-0.
What an answer. Northwood just goes down the field at will, seemingly. Again, they stall out, get a field goal blocked, and then Warsaw just marches right down the field in response. Try to make it 7-0 here, but what a response there from Warsaw. Looked like for certain that Northwood was going to get a touchdown there.
Conley for the point after. John is 16 out of 20 on point afters this season. Snap, spot, kick is up, kick is good. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing. 4:31 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Comes the walk up, now the run up, and the boot. It's a high, short kick, and it'll be taken by the Panthers at the 3-yard line. This is Weaver coming out to the 10, to the 15. He gets stood up by Jack Bradford and run backwards. They're going to give him forward progress to the 17-yard line, and that's where Northwood will take over first down and 10. 7-0 Warsaw, 4:25 left to play here in the period.
Let's see if the Tiger defense can make some adjustments here. That Northwood offense moved the ball a little too easily at the first part of that drive.
5 first downs.
Yeah, that's...
The drive stalled out. An incomplete pass kind of put them behind things. There was a penalty in there, too. Monroe from the 17, first down and 10. Takes a snap, hands off, up the middle. It's King, and King gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. He'll get forward for 2 yards. You had 1, 2, 3, 4 guys in there for the Tigers on the hit. King gets 2 yards. We'll give Villa and Stouffer credit for the stop. Second down and 8. Monroe, not the biggest of guys, 5'11", 165, just a 10th grader. He takes the snap, rolling left, going to throw it on the run, slings it out there, and it's caught. It's going to be a first down for Northwood. It's going to be a first down out to the 31-yard line. Allen on the catch for Northwood, first down for the Panthers. And Northwood quickly to the line of scrimmage. They're going to hand off to Weaver. He's being chased by the Tigers. They're going to get him in the backfield and throw him for a huge loss. A loss back to the 26-yard line. Weaver on the carry, thrown for a loss of 6. It'll be second down.
That play didn't fool anybody on the Warsaw defense.
No.
And 3 or 4 guys pursuing that ball. Great open field tackle. Have to think maybe a couple of the Tiger football coaches, especially on defense, might have challenged that group a little bit.
You think?
Yeah.
Monroe, oh, he faked a handoff. There was nobody there, so he's going to take off and go forward and get past the 25 to the 27-yard line. So that's a gain of a yard for Monroe, who felt very lonely back there. Gain of 1, third down, and 14 coming up now for the Panthers.
Yeah, the fake really doesn't do you well when there's nobody there to...
Oh, no. No, that's when people start running at you quickly in black jerseys.
Yeah.
2:43 clock running. First quarter, Warsaw leading 7-0. Monroe takes a snap. He steps away from some light pressure, rolling to the wide side of the field. Going to take off and run. He runs right into a Tiger and runs out of bounds. Ty Martin was waiting for him, and Monroe just put his shoulder down and gets 2 yards to the 29-yard line. That is well short of the first down, and the Panthers send the punt team back out after going 3 and out.
Well, that was a little better execution for the Tiger defense there.
Yeah, very much so.
Same result, but I like that drive a lot better if you're a Warsaw Tiger fan.
The Tiger pass coverage, very, very good. And now this is Ryder Ensberger back to punt the ball. Catches it at his 16 and puts it down the field. It's a high, very short kick. And Tucker Reed's going to let it bounce. It'll bounce to the Tiger 40 and rolls to the turf to the 35. It goes down at the 34-yard line with 1:42, 1:41 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw takes over at their own 34-yard line. First down and 10, leading 7-0.
Be real nice if that offense can get rolling that, like we did in that first drive. Come down and score another touchdown. Very efficient that first drive as well.
Yes, it was no fancy plays, no big plays in the middle of that like we saw last week. Warsaw takes over, first down and 10 from their 34, and once again heading north here at Fisher Field. Quentin Brock and the offense go to work. He's got Schenk behind him. He's the touchdown maker. And we have whistles. Delay of game against the Tigers. Huh. That's a bad look. That's a bad look after a change of possession on a punt.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a quick change. So that's not good. Warsaw with their first penalty of the contest. Cost them 5. It'll be first down and 15. Brock and the offense go to work. Northwood with 5 down linemen and 3 linebackers close to the line of scrimmage. Oh, and Brock fumbled the snap, and he'll fall on it back at the 28-yard line. So that's a loss of a yard. And this drive is not starting out very positively for the Tigers.
Nope. 2 plays. Well, not 2 plays, but negative 6 yards there on the penalty and then that first play.
Ball back to the 28. It's on the far hash mark, closest to the Northwood bench. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. 1:10 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw leading Northwood 7-0. Brock going to fake the pitch, going to sweep it to the right. Northwood's ready for it, and Quentin will get back to the line of scrimmage and get 1 yard beyond that. There were 3 Panthers waiting for him to turn it upfield. So now it's going to be 3rd and very long for the Tigers, 3rd down and 14.
I like the play call there. It was a fake pitch, and then Quinton was just followed that halfback. But Northwood, you got to give credit to Northwood there. They just read it.
As it turns out, yeah. He should have pitched it.
Right.
Again, you don't know how these things go sometimes. Final 35 seconds of the quarter. Warsaw facing third down and 14 from their own 30-yard line. Northwood jumped. No flag. Quick throw on the far side, and it passes incomplete, and it should have been intercepted. It should have been intercepted. They tried the wheel route, and Northwood's Lucas Keim was standing right there waiting for it, and the punt team will come on for the Tigers.
I'm with you, though. There should have been a flag there for offsides on Northwood.
Yeah, Northwood clearly jumped into the neutral zone. And Fisher Whitaker will come on to punt. Five punts this season for an average of 34 yards per punt. One man deep for Northwood. And that is Brady Blackford. Zach Reniker will snap it on fourth down. And that one hops back to Whitaker, but he has plenty of time. He boots it down the middle of the field. This will be Blackford taking it at the 30-yard line. To the 40, to the near sideline, and he gets thrown to the ground by the jersey at the Northwood 45-yard line. So the Tigers respond with their own three and out, and they went backwards in the process. And with 14 seconds left in the quarter, it's Northwood ball.
So for the first two drives of each team, Northwood's first drive, very good, except they didn't score, thank goodness. Warsaw's first drive, really good, scored. Northwood's second drive, not good. And Warsaw's second drive, not good.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens here on the third drive for Northwood.
Means those defensive coaches are
working
hard, making adjustments on the sidelines. Monroe will send Weaver in motion to the far side. They're going to throw it backwards to him. He'll catch it at the 42. Turn up field, make a man miss at the 45, and gets across the 50-yard line to the 48 of the Tigers after a gain of 7 yards.
So that'll be credited as a rush.
It is a running play. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.